Hi, I'm Aurora. This is part two in my permanent denial series. Today we're going to talk about the concept of orgasm as flexible, malleable. We're going to help you forget how good it feels to come and focus on the pleasure that happens before that, the arousal, the need, the desire building up inside you. So if you're ready, I want you to take a nice deep breath. That feels good, don't you think? Now if you've listened to many of my files, you'll notice that that nice deep breath is starting to become sort of a trigger. When you take it, you find your body relaxing because you know that it's time. It's time for you to sink down into the furniture. It's time for your body to let go of all the extra tension. It's time for your mind to relax. It's time for your mind to focus on just that one thing, that voice in your ears, my voice. It's time for you to focus on my words as you find yourself following along, following instructions, knowing that you're so excited to take this step with me, knowing that you need to be denied. That's why you're here, isn't it? A strong, sexy woman whispering in your ears how much I like it when you're desperate. When you're denied, when you throb and ache for me. And it just so happens that you like it when you're all those things too. So as you take that nice deep breath and sink for me a little bit deeper, a little bit further, a little bit more down into your mind, feeling those words helping you slide into the groove, that groove we've made in your mind. It's so easy to find it. It's so easy to find your way down into that space in your mind where it's so easy to let me be in control. It feels so much better when you don't have to think anymore. That's perfect. It's good to just sit and listen and follow along. Maybe you find yourself excited by the ideas that I'm telling you, the things that I want to do to you, the control that I'm longing for, that I need. It feels so good for me to have that control. For you to give it to me of your own free will, because it's something that you want, because you want me to control it like that. You want me to continue on this path of letting you never come again. You're such a good boy. I wonder how long it's been since your last orgasm. Do you remember it? I want you to think about it for me right now. Imagine that feeling coursing through your body, throbbing in your cock. Good. Now I want you to think about that moment, a few moments before you explode. That desperation and that throbbing and that aching. Maybe you're stroking, or maybe you're sliding into something. Either way, that's perfect. Feeling yourself get so close to the edge. Now I'd like for you to imagine the memory of orgasm fading into the background. I want you to see it drifting back. I want you to imagine it drifting away like a page in the wind, feeling it melt in your mind. And I want you to pull up that memory of the feeling right before you come. Make that memory big and bright. Feel it. Feel yourself throbbing. Feel yourself being so close. Good. You're doing so very well following along. Now we're going to try this again. I want you to imagine the feeling of coming. Make it as vivid as possible, feeling the tension in your muscles. Imagine the pulsing, the muscle contractions as cum explodes out of your cock. Good. Now let's back up a couple of seconds to that desperate edge where you get so close, where you're almost there, you're so needy, throbbing, aching. You can feel your muscles getting tense. You can feel yourself approaching that need. Good. Now take that memory of orgasm and push it far away. Let it fade into the background of your mind. Good. Notice the sensations becoming dull. Notice the memory losing its vividness. Good. Now bring that memory of the edge. Bring that back into focus. Feel your muscles tensing. Feel your need deepening. Feel the desire building. Good. Maybe you can even hear something, the sound of your own ragged breathing. Now I want you to say, out loud or in your mind, this is how I come now. Good. This is how you come now. That edge is your new orgasm. That desperation, that arousal, that need filling you. And never being fulfilled. This is how you come now. Pull that old memory of orgasm back up in your mind. Imagine it is faded and dull. The sensation isn't anything close to that vivid edge. That orgasm memory is boring and lifeless now. That edge, that memory of your edges, so vivid, those feelings so real. That is how you come now. Not that boring, lifeless orgasm. You edge now. And that's perfect. And it feels so good to do this. To accomplish this, what you give up in physical satisfaction, you make up double in emotional and mental satisfaction. This is your fantasy coming true right now. Your mind being reprogrammed, your body being programmed, controlled. This is the way that you come now, and that makes you so happy. It feels so good to accomplish this. I And if you slip occasionally, that's okay. I want you to forgive yourself and listen again. And keep trying. Because we're not perfect, but we can try to be. And it feels so good to just edge. You're such a good boy for edging like that, for giving me control of your orgasms, for giving those up for me. Every time you come like this, that is to say, every time you edge, you're going to know that you've done such a good job following directions. You've done such a good job making your mind malleable, making your fantasies come true. You've done such a good job serving me in this way. And after you edge as many times as you like, I want you, every time, to relax and take a nice deep breath. And feel that happy, satisfied feeling in your mind. Because you know that you've satisfied yourself. Every time you edge, every time you replace that dull and lifeless orgasm with these vibrant and fulfilling edges, you're programming your mind and body more and more. You should be very proud of yourself. You're doing something very difficult. You're doing it so well, and it feels so good to follow along like that. I want you to recall that image of the dull, lifeless orgasm. Maybe imagine your body going through the motions, but not really feeling it, because you don't want to feel that. Imagine your body being all tense and letting go. And now push that memory aside. You reject it. That's not what you want for you or your body right now. Right now or ever. Pull up into your mind the feeling, the imagining of the edges. Feeling your body tense, feeling the pleasure flowing through you, feeling that need and desire as you stroke or hump or thrust to keep going. And it feels so good to just stay right there on that edge and never ever tip over. Because once you tip over, that gets into that boring memory that we're going to forget about. We like this vibrant, arousing, tempting, sexy state. Feeling that need throughout your day. That's so perfect. If you accept these instructions, if you accept these suggestions, to permanently change your mind and change your body, change how you orgasm, you'll say now, either in your mind or aloud, "Yes, Lady Aurora." Good toy. That's so perfect. Now I'll start to bring you up. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when we get to 5, you'll be all the way back up. 1. Feeling your mind starting to wake up, starting to find that groove and slide back. 2. Letting your body start to wake up, feeling yourself aware of your body. 3. Letting your body and your mind start to connect, noticing the world around you again. 4. You're almost there, almost up. And 5, all the way up, awake and aware, feeling refreshed and relaxed, knowing you did such a good job for me, and I'm so excited about the way you come now. Good boy.